ओम शांति, ओम शांति। द टॉपिक टुडे इज ऑल इज वेल। आई लाइक टू बिगिन बाय आस्किंग अ क्वेश्चन। आई वोंट आस्क डू वी नो ऑल इज वेल, बिकॉज वी नो। हाउ मेनी ऑफ अस फील ऑल इज वेल ऑलवेज? जस्ट रेज योर हैंड। So, knowledge versus embodiment. I was thinking that how can we talk on a topic that we already know? We know that all is well. So, anything I say, you already know. So, I will try to address the topic more with the feel and perhaps how I have been able to try and succeed mostly, not always, in keeping up to this all is well. I was reflecting that we know that there are, according to Baba's Gyan, there's two kinds of, two categories of students or people. We can, the bulk, like Gyani and non-Gyani. When we say Gyani, we are meaning Brahmins who have received the knowledge of God directly from Him. And the non-Gyanis or non-Brahmins, we would say, have also feel they receive the knowledge of God from scriptures, etc., but non-Brahmins, and we know that difference. So I will address the non-Brahmins first, because that's where we all came from. So when we, in that there's two categories, the ones that never think that all is well, the negative thinkers, and that's a lot in this world, so there's not much to talk about there. We just feel that why this and why that, and always questioning and never happy and blaming God, you are responsible for this and that. That's the category that I don't need to talk about much. We all know that again. Then the other category that surprises me and made me reflect even upon myself before I came into Gyan is that we believe that all is well, but we don't feel it. The non-Gyanis also. I was reading and hearing some stories of a very well-known author, Neil Donald Walsh, and he's a person who wrote Conversations with God and Part 1, Part 2, Part 3, Part 4. And in fact, his was one of the books that triggered my spiritual journey many years ago, some 21 years ago. So he was sharing a very nice story, and I was amazed at how a non-Brahmin can have that feel that all is well. So he was saying that he went to a restaurant and somewhere in Europe, and he left his phone on the table and he was eating his meal. Some fellow came by, and there are a lot of thieves, you know, and they just picked his phone and ran away with it. And everybody ran after the thief and caught him, because it was a restaurant. Luckily, the thief didn't get away. And they were like, you know, going to beat him up and, you know, pulled his collar and manhandled him. And they said, give back the phone. And so they brought him in front of Neil and gave back the phone. And Neil looked at him, this author, and he said, what made you take my phone? Do you really need it? And if you really need it, you can take it, you can have it, or I'll get you another one. The phone is not my important to me, except the information in there, and keep it. And everybody standing there and looking, was surprised at his reaction. And he reflected that because he's kind of an awakened, they call it the awakened soul categories of the non-Brahmins, the non-VKs, that are on the path of being elevated. And I even did his course a little bit recently on how to become a highly elevated being. And it did help. I won't say it didn't, you know, because sometimes we are listening to Baba and we have the tool and we have the ability, but something comes our way, and when we see the non-Brahmins doing it, it boosts us. So he felt that when we say all is well, it means that even a thief stealing your phone and you not getting angry at him, which I don't think, you know, it made me think that how when something of ours gets stolen and how we feel irritated, and okay, we know the gyan, but inside we feel we miss it or we want it back. Or, so all is not well inside. But in his case, he was able to achieve that feeling of all is well, or at least handle the situation practically, embody it, all is well, in that moment, which was mind-blowing to me. And the funny thing was, before I attended this course and I heard this story, I was having a discussion with my Sikh friend, and you know how Sikhs nowadays have the kirpan and all that, and she was saying that we have to fight for our rights and humanity, and I looked at her and I said, I don't think so. We need to fight physically. And the kirpan, the meaning of kirpan is kisi di aan upar kirpa, means to have grace. Kirpa is grace over somebody's honor, and to take care of some, protect somebody's honor with grace. And I said, I think we misuse that. And she said, wouldn't you defend your child or yourself if a thief came with a knife and a gun? And I, you know, it's easy to be jnani when you are just talking. And I was reflecting, and at that moment I actually told her that I believe in non-violence very, very strongly. And I don't think I would fight the thief. I might put myself in the way to be shot at first and protect that way, but I don't think I would, you know, firstly I don't think I would win because I'm not as, you know, skillful. And secondly, I don't think I would even consider, you know, that's not an option. And then I gave, at that point when I was talking to her, I gave an example that came out very spontaneously of our fifth guru, Guru Arjan Dev Ji. And he sat on the hot iron plate. He was tortured by the Mughal rulers for 5 long days and nights. There's a song on that. And they put him on the burning hot plate, and one day they poured hot sand on him. All day. And the second day they poured boiling water on him. And the story goes, and it's not even a story, it's true, because it's just like 300 over years ago, so people know about it, because Sikhism is not that old. And then he was put in the, lastly he was put in the river with all these boils and all these. And the funny thing is, and the amazing thing is, when he sat on the hot plate, the words that he recited that are in the Guru Granth Sahib, and I love those words, tera ki, tera pana mitha lage. That is all is well. Same as Jesus being put on the cross and he says, thy will be done. And here, Guru Arjan Dev Ji added the word mitha. You know, saying all is well and all is beautifully well, or very sweetly well, is another level altogether. And to be tortured, not just having something stolen for you, but to be sitting on that hot plate and then feeling that all is well. Tera pana meetha lage, thy will be done. Thy sweet will be done is mind-blowing. And on the other hand, I also reflected on, just to go a bit into the karma aspect, that we believe that whatever we are going through, we are facing our karmic accounts, or we are completing our karmic accounts and all. And I used to think that Guru Arjan Dev Ji is the fifth Guru, such a amazing man. He is the one who compiled the entire Guru Granth Sahib, and his words are majority of the Bani's in the Guru Granth Sahib are the fifth Gurus. That, what karma did he do to, and such a highly elevated being, you know. And it struck me that sometimes, why I'm telling you this is, it helps us in fulfilling the all is well, okay? This is the solution, that when we think such things like this, then it helps us in feeling all is well. The four categories I was talking about. So these are the non-BKs, and they were able to handle the situation. Oh, I was talking about the role, the karma and how it affects role model. It's not always karma. Sometimes somebody goes through such a situation because they are meant to be role models to us. So I feel that Guru Arjan Dev Ji's life story is a role model to us. And he went through this so that we have, many years down the line, people will have the inner strength to realize that the body is capable of so much tolerance and patience. So I feel that was not, I don't know whether it's karma, but it's a role model. And likewise, when Dadi Gulzar fell down and she injured her back, and she was on the bed, and I was thinking, how Baba's host and such a beautiful soul, and she fell down and lying on her back, and you know what, after maybe 4 or 5 months of her falling down, I fell down, and I had such a severe back injury that I couldn't sit for maybe 2 years like this. I couldn't sit. I could lie down, I could walk, and I was very happy for that, but I couldn't sit. At Dadi Gulzar's fall was a big sustenance to me, that if Baba's host, such a beautiful soul, could fall down and be fine with it and continue smiling and doing yoga, and you know, and we could see, and we would talk to her, I mean, we would see the news, and she would talk to people via the internet and all. So I felt that they were role models, and they were good. And like Baba also mentions in the Murli, that he's given Mama and Brahma Baba as role models for us to feel that all is well. Because Brahma Baba, when Brahma Baba reached a point that he was such a rich man, from such a diamond dealer, he must have lived like really richly. And then he was in the beggar days of the Yajna, where there was no food, and how much poverty, and we see Baba's room and Baba's hut, and I'm sure it wasn't even as nice as it is now, and just a bed. So all these, they are role models that we need to go through everything and still feel all is well. And I feel such stories and such, not stories or myths, but true stories that can help us awaken to the all is well. Even myself, even where money is concerned, although I'm a woman and I haven't been working now for 15 years, I used to be an English teacher. I have a master's in education. But when I started my spiritual journey, even before I became a BK, I gave up working, because my thirst for God was so high, and thirst for what is the purpose of life was so high, that I didn't feel I had enough time to work and do this, because I had children to take care of, a house to take care of. So I couldn't balance it, I felt. So I had to give up one thing, and that was the earning the money. And at that time also, because I was studying the six scriptures very deeply, I understood that money wasn't the purpose of life. So Brahma Baba's story has sustained me, because even not too long ago also I had made some investments that I thought would give good results and I would be able to use for Baba's seva more, and that sort of thinking, and it disappeared. And I was reflecting that my intention of investment was good, and yet it disappeared. Is all well? You know, the question would be that. And I would, and you know, and then listening to Baba's Gyan and Murli, it really helps, because all is well, because Baba mentioned that any money that you get that is not earned honestly is not good for your karma, and not good for you. So I thought, oh, maybe the money that would have come my way from this investment would not have been pure money. And so Baba doesn't want me to have it. So we can give ourselves stories and give ourselves consolation, and the knowledge that Brahma Baba lost everything and he was fine. And Guru Arjan Dev Ji sat physically, because physical torture and mental torture are two different things. But both, I've experienced both, and I feel both are, you know, sometimes I ask myself, would you rather go through physical pain, or would you rather go through mental pain, you know, and that's a very tough one to answer, because I always thought mental pain is better to deal with than physical pain. And I reached the conclusion they're both equally, you need to really have a high state. And so when I had this back problem, it reached a point, actually I was once in Madhavan, and that time, 2 years ago, I think, only 2 years ago, I got up for Amrit Vela. I was bathing and I couldn't bend. The back was like steel. And I thought, I got to do more yoga. And suddenly, it was really bad. And I still forced myself to get up at 2:30 and bathe and go and do my Amrit Vela. And because I've come to Madhuban and I need to do my tapasya for 2 days, I was here. But after Amrit Vela, I couldn't walk. I couldn't take a step. I was like paralyzed. The first thought that came into my mind was, thank God I'm in Madhuban. Strangely, that I'm happy to that this is happening to me in Madhuban, you know. And that year was the only year that I had my nephew come with me to Madhuban, which nobody's ever come with me, like, and for me, like somebody to be my lathi. So he was there and he was handling me, you know, physically. He was tall and big and he had come for. So I saw Baba sent my nephew this time, or drama sent, to help me through this. And then somehow they called the ambulance and they put me on the wheelchair, and it was Murli class, so I had to wait for the Murli class to be over before the doctor in the next to the in Pandabhavan came. And then when he came and he was telling me to go on the bed to give me an injection, I couldn't get myself on the bed. I couldn't even move, you know. So my nephew kind of helped me. And that 1 second of, maybe not 1 second, I would literally say maybe 5-7 seconds, the thought came, oh my God, what if I can't walk again? You know, and with that thought, you know, the feeling and the tears well up. And immediately, because of our practice, Baba came in my vision. And then the doctor came with the injection. And as he was injecting my hip, I was in yoga, deep yoga. It happened by itself. I'll say that. I wasn't doing the yoga. It was happening. And I felt the light through the injection go into my body. And believe me, this is truth. This happened. I was fine after that injection. I was able to get down the bed. I mean, I lay down for 5-10 minutes, whatever, till they said the ambulance is here. Now you get admitted in the hospital in Madhuban. I was able to get down the bed and walk to the wheelchair. And so I'm like, ooh, this is magic. And you know, so all is well. And so the two categories that I talked about of the non-BKs, even in the BKs, we have the same two. So even with Gyan, with knowledge, they are those that always have this that all is not well. And I will give one example of that. I'm giving little stories to share each perspective and how we can come out from that. This that happened to me, I want to say that for all of us who, because nobody raised the hand that all is well, so I don't have to deal with that category, always well. We have these moments of all is not well, but Gyan brings us out of it fast. And now I'd like to say, how many of us have this experience that Gyan brings us out of that all is not well very quickly? Just raise your hands. Oh, so some of us don't have that experience. Okay, we are coming to that category as well. I have this experience, and I felt, I'm just sharing that maybe it will help you, that what brought Baba to me without my my thinking I'm going to do yoga is the practice of Amrit Vela daily and reading Murali daily and putting the reminder on the phone. In the beginning, I used to do that every hour. Just 1 second of connecting with Baba, and then it became more and more and more. So that 1 second with Baba every hour turned into few minutes without Baba in the hour, instead of just 1 second with Baba and the rest of the time no Baba. Over the years it reversed. I saw that. So these practices and these drills that Baba gives us is really magical. It's the art of war before the war. And in times of pain, we are going to need this art of war. So now I'm going to address the critical one, the B case that don't have the experience that all is well. And we have the Gyan. I want to share something that will help you feel that all is well. Firstly, we know that the dramas, in the 6 scriptures, the Guru Granth Sahib, it's something else is written that I love. Chinta taki kije, je anhoni hoi. Means, anhoni means not going to happen. It's not there. We should worry only if something is not fixed. But like Baba says, everything is fixed, and we all know. So it actually means, since everything is fixed, you don't need to worry. So it's supposed to mean, give you sustenance that everything is fixed, so don't worry. And that's what Baba keeps telling us. And I used to read this sentence also, Jiske sir upar tu swami, so dukh kaisa paave. How can you be sad when he is there? So that's another one to hold on to, that why should I feel sad when Baba is there? All is well. Baba is there and we have Baba. Now I want to practically go into something difficult. I have friends who are BKs and they are having a problem with purity. Luckily, my fortune was good. I didn't have a problem with that. Strangely, that's another magical story. But my few friends, 3 that I know of that passed it. So 2-3 years they didn't have that, purity was not happening because the spouses are non-BK. And they are people that I was given I was the instrument to help. So I used to always tell them that magic can happen, because I used to share my story. And I said, just do Amrit Vela and Murali and don't give up on Baba even if you can't follow purity. Just don't give up because you have found God and He is God. Anything can happen, you know. And we are thoughts. And I always tell them, we are thoughts. Baba is thoughts. So when our thoughts and Baba's thoughts are connected, then our husbands are also thoughts. All souls are thoughts and feelings and memories. So I said, Baba will touch their thoughts. You know, it can happen. So when you practically explain how that works scientifically and all that, then they get that. And 3 of my friends who are BKs, within 2-3 years, were able to succeed and follow purity ultimately. And it was, in each situation was different. All 3 had different, I'll just give you idea of, one physically was not able to because of some medical reasons, which was magic for her. Instead of feeling sad that she was not well, she felt happy because she was able to attain purity. Another one with love. And this one, I used to tell her, you have you can't, we better give love and be loving and give so much love that they don't feel that the purity is affecting our love. Because what we associate, and even before I became a Brahmin, I associated with sex with love. And so the non-BKs still do that. So it's not easy to change that frame of mind. And thanks to Baba, and there's no one else could have made me understand this point except Baba and the experience of being a BK. So she gave him so much love. And I said, the love has to be very pure and no negative thought, and always be there and never make him feel that you are not there for him. Then only the shift can happen, and that's exactly what happened. And another one, the spouse started coming to take gyan, little bit, so he understood his wife's reason, and so he was accommodating. So, gyan helps, all is well. And we have to use it. If we are all just going to know and not feel it, then we are not what Baba says, a proper Brahmin. We are on the path. We are not Karmatit, but at least let's practice that. And I want to say something to conclude. All negative is in the past. There's only the now. And the now can always be well. Whatever has happened in the past is gone. So has to be well. It's gone. And what is in the now, we can make it well. And this was a little example when I first had this back problem in Bangkok before I came to Mount Abu, and I went to meet a doctor that am I going to get okay, and I was sitting on the chair and I was leaning forward so my tailbone wouldn't touch the chair. You know, I was hardly sitting. I was leaning forward. And I asked him, will I get better? And he looked at me and he said, you better learn to live with it. You're not going to get better. This is something that's not going to get okay. And when he said that, whoo, my eyes filled with tears and I was like, I'm never going to get better. And immediately again, Baba took over. And Baba made touching that, you are sitting here and 5 minutes before the doctor told you that you will never get okay, you were fine. And the few days or months ago, you've been fine. You've been tolerating it. So each day at a time. So that also helps each day. I am fine 5 minutes ago and I am fine now. I was fine 5 minutes and I'm fine now and I will be fine in the future. So that, and I'm like, I'm fine. And I said, thank you. And I never went back to that doctor. And today I'm here and I'm fine. Kind of. Thank you very much. So all is always well, whether we believe it or not, whether we feel it or not. The fact is, the truth is, all is well. Om Shanti. Om Shanti.